Welcome to the Ramblecast. Normally we would have other hosts here, but tonight it's just yes, perfect timing. You just saved the day here because I saw that people were waiting for us to start live. And
where's Jack?
I don't know. I don't know where the rest of my cohorts are. It's just me and AJ.
Let's do it.
The least likely to join us tonight. It's Jay. So, welcome to the Ramblecast. We have no music. There's no Nick. There's no Chris. And at this point, there's no Jack. I'm just lucky that I had Jay. I was just going to do this solo just to say.
One man show. No, that happened to you, Matt.
Well, I appreciate that. And I saw that there were people waiting. So I wanted to make sure that they didn't just wait.
We are here. It's the Matt and Jay show.
I had to go widescreen to show off all your toy collection there in the background. So, yes, for the listeners at home here, we'll go ahead and give you the oops. Shit. Oh, that's right. We can cuss on this show. I forgot.
Well, you were on Geek Dad Live last week. A special guest appearance.
That was fun. It was so awesome that I could just jump in. So thanks for inviting me. And it's funny because I do, not to promote your other show, but I do listen because I'm kind of a mild toy collector. You know, mild mannered. Yeah, sometimes I've been bitten by the bug
It's like,
you spend too much, and then all of a sudden you're
you're ready to get a little jealous.
Okay, go for it. Is that older Ahsoka?
Yes, this is the Rebels Ahsoka, which they already released in the Black Series, but they updated it with a more accurate face sculpt. She looks great. Pre-ordered this on Amazon and it came in the other day. So
awesome.
Excited to get that one. But they're also making a Ahsoka after her appearance at the end of the Clone Wars. So I'm really excited about that one.
They're making a black 6-inch. Is that what you're saying?
Black series. Well, the Black Series is the 6-inch. Black Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they did have the Black Series 3 and 7 or
three and three quarters.
Yeah. Which I wasn't. Yeah.
You don't really do that anymore. They've basically the 3 3/4 inch large scale. Papa life. There you go. You missed the last period on the life there, Action Jackson.
I was late.
Well, it's a sad state of affairs is when I'm the only one here co-hosting with Matt, because really I'm a relegated guest host.
We're live.
Yeah, we're already live, Jack.
I apologize. I was editing something that hopefully doesn't get flagged.
Well, Jack, I'm repping the Padres uni today, the home unis for Clevenger's not so great home debut.
What do you do?
Oh, have you not seen the game? I'm not going to say it then.
No, I'm not going to go back and watch it.
He gave up a 3-run home run to somebody. Nolan Arenado.
Oh, come on, man.
I got my future MVP, Junior jersey. Anyway, so
3-0 already, huh?
Yeah, 3-0, but that's all right. We'll be okay. Hopefully, Matt is doing well tonight. We got Randy, Kim, Will, Matt.
When I read Matt's comment, I was basically like, I better start this show. You know, I might not have anybody else here, but I'm starting.
Again, I will admit it was my fault. Of course, there's a lot on my plate. I have to do everything now because Matt quit Facebook. But
I don't blame you.
Before we go on, though, I want to wish Kim and John a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Anniversary.
It's
another. Nobody cares.
Another happy in. I'm the one who used to play that for you guys every morning on your anniversary. I would, I had the Flintstones soundtrack from Rhino Records.
And it I don't know any other.
You went all out.
I haven't heard from any of your other kids that did that. I mean, they're not doing podcasts with me, so I don't know, but still.
That's true. Surprised, yeah, none of the other Glatfelters have been a podcast besides you and I, Jack. I don't know what that's about.
Well, Heather did.
Oh, that's right. She did with you for a second, didn't she?
Yeah.
Then she quit.
Then she had a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That does interfere with the podcasting life.
I've had two kids, and I'm still podcasting.
Hey, Kim said 30 years, big deal.
Can I just give a little peek behind the curtain here? When Jay was about to have a kid, I was like, oh man, this is going to be the end of podcasting for Jay. I really did. I was like, oh man, I hope he doesn't just hang up the hat after this.
So, he should have.
Basically,
but no, happy to be here to hang here with you, gentlemen.
What happened with Chris?
He had a thing with his wife that he didn't know.
Wife thing.
But I had a similar type thing happen to me for tonight, because usually Tuesdays I can do this show because Colleen is doing her show, the broadcast. So it's like, well, I've got nothing better to do. I just sit around and watch TV or edit my own stuff. So I was like, sure, yeah, I can jump in. That's fine. But then I tell Colleen, I was like, hey, you know, while you're doing broadcast, I'm going to jump on the Ramblecast. She's like, oh, I took tonight off. And I was like, yeah, like, I knew
she had.
Well, I didn't. So that was a husband fail on my part.
Well, and it's funny too, because I'd even messaged Colleen and I was like, hey, I'm sorry to interfere with Tuesday. I try to like not overlap with the broadcast so that we don't, you know, like double book on the Jay and Jack community. But you know, I mean, scheduling things happen. Things come up, and you know, Chris has a thing with his
personally,
wife.
Personally, I just don't care.
Well, yeah, you've reached that point.
Yeah, I'm an old man, and I don't care. What do you think of that? I don't care.
So anyway, we were watching The Boys. We've been watching that show. I don't know if you guys have watched The Boys yet.
I saw season one.
So we're watching season one right now because season two just dropped. So we're kind of quickly going through that. I think we're on episode 6 right now. So pause that. Come down here to hang out with you all for a little bit, and then we'll jump right back into it. So
I won't keep you long.
The misses, and then kind of go back.
Yeah. I mean, you were the Sherpa that got me to Jack. So, you know, I mean, you can.
I don't want to leave you here with just Jack. It's not.
It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant.
What are you talking about? Jack and I have great conversations.
Can I? What?
Most of our great conversations are after we record.
Yes, when we're not live.
True. If I could ask a question.
When Matt goes, can you believe those dumbasses in the chat?
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, wait. Say that. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that.
I would never say that.
That's
jeez.
So mean.
You know, they really believe that I'm the nice guy. He always
Look,
goes
I'm
on.
I'm not Trump here. Jeez, I don't like to throw people under the bus left and right like this. I mean, come on.
I did want to comment, though, that I feel like Matt's video quality is fantastic. Like, what's the camera that you're using? Like, you look great.
It's just my Mac camera. And
The Mac camera. Yeah, I don't have a Mac camera. And then, I have a Logitech, but my studio Mac is this Mac Mini. I don't have a...
Then I got this fancy green screen that I love playing with.
Your green screen looks so crisp compared to Jack's.
To be fair, I have the crappy photograph.
Okay,
It's not. Look at it. Is that a great photograph?
Yeah. Where did you get? I mean, did you like save like a small?
No, I just Googled Geek Dad Life, and then all this stuff came up, but it wasn't you. I said Cementhead. Still didn't come up. And then I said, it said Jay Glatfelter. And then it came up. I said, and I didn't realize so I was good. And I was late. So I, you know.
I tried
my best.
Worse out there, though, than that is this image that's been floating around Twitter, at least. Maybe you put it on Facebook, Jack. Who are you supposed to be? That freaked me out. I could deal
with
that.
Yeah, that one was weird.
Which one?
Face swap. I don't know, the girl in the red dress, or whatever that was.
Oh, that was. Yeah. I didn't put that on the internet.
I
saved that for you guys.
Oh, that was a personal share.
Yeah.
No. The one that you put on that you tweeted out, and I.
Oh, to Chris Evans.
No, not to Chris Evans. I can't remember which one it is. I'm trying to forget it.
I tweeted one out to Chris Evans today. Well, I did Robert De Niro.
What are you?
Yeah, that's Chris Evans. That's from another movie.
But I have to ask, Jack. What are you hoping to accomplish?
I'm just fucking around.
it's so disturbing to see your dad with a midriff, Jay.
I still got that midriff.
No, he doesn't.
No, I just was having fun, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna send this to Chris Evans. I think he'll enjoy, because I love it. Not another teen movie. You love it. Not another teen movie.
Yeah, sure.
But it's a girl that plays it's a girl that plays his sister in the movie that has the hots for him.
I get it. Randy, I'm sorry, Randy.
So I said, I go, this is the time at Chris Evans had a crush on me while we were filming Not Another Teen Movie.
But all it's gonna do is gonna get Chris Evans to block you. Like,
I don't care.
But don't you want to get him on your show one day or something? I don't know.
Well, yeah, he'll probably forget, because I'll be like, hey, you don't remember that time that I sent you that tweet. I even put the actress. It's Mia. I tweeted her too.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
That makes it better.
I have one with Jack Black I'm going to post tomorrow on Facebook.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
From School of Rock.
School of Rock. That's a fun movie. I liked that movie.
I love School of Rock. Why would you ruin it?
Well, if you'll see what I...
You're essentially George Lucasing classic films. You're just like putting bad CG to all these films. And you need to stop.
It does freak people out.
It's the worst. Because it's weird. You gotta, and it's just, yeah. Yeah.
You have to admit, in the one I sent to the family, I look pretty hot.
No.
Body wise?
I didn't see that one, and I'm glad that I didn't. So
I'll send it to you right now, Matt.
I feel like it's bordering on that's a call to HR. Jane Jack Studios doesn't have an HR, but we might need to get one.
People got to lighten up. It's 2020, man, and people got to lighten up. I mean, get people out there not wearing their masks that are just irritating me.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing that we could go down there.
Not another Jack face swap.
Hey, you said it, not me. my kids have gotten a little kind of like vigilant, like Jack. Like my daughter comes home and she's like, there's bad teachers at our school. They sometimes pull their mask down and breathe out of their nose. And I'm
that's
like,
Jack. That's Jack.
Okay, calm down, guys. Oh, what are you sharing there?
That was just Jack Black.
Here tomorrow.
Oh, the Jack Black. Oh, a little sneak preview.
I think I deleted that one. Sorry, Matt.
Oh, you're welcome, Matt.
Anyway, I just
so they were complaining that their teacher was breathing out of their nose.
Yeah, like there's a whole like thing about masks and covering the nose, and they get really like, you're not supposed to pull it down under your nose, and even I guess at their school, like the principal and the announcement. Oh my gosh, who are you supposed to be, Jack?
I'm just a Victoria's Secret runway model.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that you just shared that with your family. I'm just trying to rein my kids back.
I'm sorry, I'm hot. But go ahead.
So, raw, you know. I'm like, okay, guys, it's all right. Like, you know. So.
But no, it is. It's frustrating because I here in North Carolina, I guess the pandemic is over because everybody stopped wearing their mask. I was in Target, at least 15 people didn't have their mask, and they walk around like, dare you? I dare you. I dare you to say
where you live, because Raleigh. I've not seen in Target or any of the stores.
Crabtree your mom and sister went to Crabtree, and they said several people didn't have their mask on.
I mean,
your area.
I think it's weird because there was one day where I went. Okay, I've had some truck troubles, car vehicle troubles, which is just awful. Like, that's just the worst, right? Mm-hmm. So I took my truck in to get. I had a power steering leak. And it was one of those weeks where it was just like, I need this. I need it done. Maybe my brother-in-law could help me and we could fix this on the weekend. But no, I need this now. Like, mm-hmm. like, okay, whatever. $700, boom, fix it. Get it done. I need it. So I dropped the vehicle off at the auto parts place. And then later I have to go to the bank, unrelated, to take out some money. It was kind of a funny scenario. We're taking out money to pay workers that we've had in our home and just mm-hmm. other things, right? So I'm going to the bank to take out $7,000.
And the attic's come along great. Like, it's exciting to see your update pictures as it comes.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. And we're done. We're moved in now.
Is it really exciting?
I saw the stairs. Exciting. I didn't know if the stairs are the stairs done too. Did I miss
that? The stairs are done. We have to do We have to do like work on the stairs, like there's some patchwork and painting and all of that stuff. But the stairs are done so we can actually use it properly. The stairs used to go into our daughter's bedroom.
And you have air up there? I think you said you have air conditioning up there.
I have air up there, and then we also have a unit, and it's been nice. So we're moved into there, and now we're getting my son moved into his room, and it's great. It's like the whole family is changing up, but it's also kind of a troubling time where everything's kind of in motion, and there's like I'm still not done with some of the trim work, and my mm-hmm. wife's like moving the bed up there, and I'm like, I don't have the trim done, you know? And
yeah.
You know. Anyway,
that trim is gonna be much more difficult.
Yeah, no, sure, totally. Like, she moved.
Can't
in
you
the
just
bed.
Do it later?
I've got to do the window behind the bed where you put the bed, and I wanted to take a picture before you moved all the shit in here, but okay, whatever.
I'm not saying my wife did this, but when I was doing the house and stuff like that, she just started putting stuff back, and then like 2 years later, she goes, "You never finished this." I go, "Yeah, I was just lazy."
Well,
real quick, auto place. Mm-hmm. Total like denial of like anything that is like related to COVID, right?
Sure.
You go to the bank to take out again $7,000, probably the most I've taken out in cash.
It's mm-hmm. A lot of cash to walk around with.
It is.
It's like uncomfortable. It is. Like, how do you?
Not only that, like
a little briefcase to put it in.
Not only that, but I was on my bike because the truck was in the shop, so I'm on my bike with $7,000 in my back pocket, like every 5 seconds, like, okay, yeah, it's still there, I can feel it, you know, and I'm riding my bike, and I'm like, of all the times to get hit, this would be the moment, is that I would get hit on my bike, and it'd be like, sweet, $7,000, let's let this kid die in the street.
Here's the thing, though.
People are
I got awesome. Two. I got two comments on you riding a bicycle with $7,000 in your pocket. One, it's never a good scenario in which a large chunk of change can be taken from you by a middle school bully.
What do you mean, elementary school?
The elementary school bicycle gang. Two. Say.
Remember when Andy got beat up by that bike gang?
So yeah, exactly. If you say you did like somebody knocked off the bike, and that's where it's good if you had it in a briefcase or a duffel bag, because then if it's found
briefcase?
On
I'm supposed to ride a bike with a briefcase.
Okay, duffel bag.
You know what, why don't you just put a target on your back, Jay?
Now, here's the thing.
Why are you carrying that in a duffel bag?
I'm switching quickly to duffel bag. And then that way, if it is found on the side of the street, people will think it's drug money and not want to touch it, right?
How about a backpack?
No, but I'm saying if it's a duffel bag, they'll think it's a drug money thing. And everyone's seen No Country for Old Men. You don't take home the bag full of cash. They're just going to send someone to kill you. So I that's why I think if you go duffel bag, I think that's the most secure way to move around your mind.
I've had to explain that title to Russ like 1,000 times, why it's called No Country for Old Men.
Does everybody in the chat know who Russ is?
Yeah, I'm sure the people that listen to Sports Talk, three stupid guys do.
Well, so 1% of the listeners.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got.
Russ was a friend of Jack's. They worked together for a long time. Jack has a lot of friends that aren't really his friends, but that's one of them. And he's a bit of a ditz. Smart guy, but a bit of a ditz.
I would say he's a genius. But he doesn't come across as a genius.
He's a stretch.
I'm just saying. So I tested high too, so I know you tested low, Jay. So it's a bitter pill to swallow.
Oh, sure.
A Canadian. Yeah. See, Randy knows who he is.
I mean, listen, Jack, if you want to say that IQ test you took on AOL Instant Messenger is a good indicator of your intelligence, by all means.
Well, just because you were 103, I 158, so it doesn't care. Nobody's counting.
Yeah, nobody's counting 158 on an AOL Instant Messenger. It's like taking a BuzzFeed survey.
All I know is someone was really pissed off when they found out the score.
I got green.
Russ is a bit of a ditz. And that is why, I guess, Jack continually tried to explain No Country for Old Men. But we probably just did it to tease him, I would guess. I think Russ was just kind of like trying to get you
right. No. I said, well, they say it in the movie, Russ. Just pay attention to the movie they say it.
Chris asks, if you get 7,000 in hundreds, it would fit in your pocket in an envelope. How do you know that, Chris? And yes, you're right, it would. Did you get the cash in $1 bills? No, I did not. Although that would have been fun.
He got it in pennies.
I want you to count it for me. No, I want to just paint you a picture of how this was like a heist for me, because I go to our bank.
And a bike.
So I go to our bank.
So we'll title this episode World's Dumbest Criminals. But go ahead.
Okay.
I don't think you're dumb, Merple.
Good, because I'm not a criminal.
I know you're not a criminal.
But okay, so here's how it goes down. I ride my bike to the bank, and I go into the lobby because I'm trying to get into the lobby because our bank sent out an email that said, "Hey, our lobby's open. You can I'm like, okay, cool. I can go into the lobby.
Yeah.
No, not at all. They're like, "Fuck you, get away. We don't want you. You can go through the drive-through." Like, seriously, like, that's how they were. And I was like, okay, but I'm on my bike. And they were, they were like, oh, okay, well, you can come in now. So then I opened Pandora's box because they can only let one of us in at a time. The bank is like, I don't know what the CDC does for their rules or whatever, but I would imagine it's on par with what my bank is. I mean, like, the level... I could, you know how they have the vault open, at a bank, but they have the bars. They had hand sanitizer and cleaning products in the vault. Like, who's stealing that shit? But everything was
they were going with the criminals spreading the disease.
Maybe they like to, wipe down all the bills. I don't know. But no, actually, John, the UPS guy, I did not lock up my bike. I felt that it was safe just leaning out there, but
it's Indiana, like,
and no, they, Chris,
you didn't even lock up your bike.
They don't have a bike drive through lane.
Bikes are like the biggest thing that tweakers steal.
It is, but fortunately the tweakers weren't out at like 9 a.m. But anyway, I digress. I get into the bank, okay, and it's just a one person thing because like they only allow one of us in. The guy behind me also had a similar issue where he was like, I got this big trailer and it can't go through the drive-thru. And they're like, okay, well, you can come in after he's done. And then there was a guy behind him that was basically the Karen because he was like, I need a money order. And the guy's like, you can do that through the drive-thru. And he's like, I just don't trust the drive-thru. I'm like, okay, Nixon. Like,
wait, yeah, I was going to say Nixon was...
he was just some old white dude, like, upset that he couldn't go into the bank. And
I'm not going in the bank. I'm not a crook.
yeah, no shit. So I get in there, and I'm like, okay, so I slipper the note that has my account number. Because I couldn't even go to the part, you know how you write down, like, I couldn't even use that. He was like, no, sir, you can't use that. I'm like, what the fuck for?
store. Like, it's there.
Chris Dorn said that they didn't have a bike through lane.
You put your profile up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
So then I say, like, okay, I need to take out $7,000. And she's like, oh, okay, well, they wouldn't have let you do that through the drive-through anyway. And I'm like, great. Okay, well, here we are. So they start counting out the hundreds and whatever. But the whole time I'm waiting for her, the bank manager is standing right, like, close by, still 6 feet away, but is still kind of like, so what you using that money for? I'm like,
really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I know you're making small talk.
Are you buying a new bike?
Right now, yeah.
Oh, it's just for heroin.
Yeah.
Drugs.
I'm just stealing my wife's money, and then I'm skipping the country. So,
you know. I'm going out to get milk and cigarettes, and let's just say I'm not getting milk and cigarettes.
I pretended I built her a room in the basement. Now she's locked in there. So,
wow. It's got dark. Anyway, I got the money. I rode home safely. Did not get mugged. Thank God. And then I made it rain. It was fun, though, like dropping 2,000s, you know, like boom, boom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that money was to pay for some of the contractors that we had at our house. Some of it is to pay for future contractors. So,
yeah.
And by the way, for the listeners at home that think that I am loaded.
Well, they're going to be patron. People are like, why am I paying patron?
Yeah, yeah. Other people are like, oh, man, I'm just
paying. Where do you think the patron money is gone?
Yeah.
This is, remember, he said he rode a bike.
All that $7,000 was basically all my patron money that I've saved up over the years. No.
you're overpaid.
It's actually, we're taking a loan out from my wife's. It's actually my wife's money, but it's like retirement money. So we're paying it back. Hey, listen,
it's both yours money, okay, Matt?
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
It's your wife. You are a partnership.
Thank you. That is exactly how it is. No matter if you're a man or woman, you are a partnership.
That's what my wife tells me.
I tell my wife that all the time when, you know, I'm like, hey, this yak face, this is yours too. All this Star Wars memorabilia, that's yours, babe.
I tell her that all the time. Well, I think she knows it's valuable, but she knows I'm never going to sell it. But at least it's there if I die or we do hit, you know, dire straits or something. We can flip a lot of this stuff for cash. But
which can you start marking the real expensive ones so the next time I'm over, I can just take them?
No.
Just put price tags on there.
Yeah, just say.
Like a
yellow tag means, you know, it's okay. A red tag means, yeah, you want to take this one.
I have a Fernando Tatis Jr. rookie card that is quickly becoming the most valuable thing that I own that isn't my house or a car or something.
Thanks for telling all of us to do that.
Well, and so now I'm just like, I gotta think about not having this out because it's small.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to, it's for someone just to take. Not that there's really people in my house ever, say for podcast weekend, I don't think anybody here would pinch that, but still I don't really feel comfortable having it just like out in my house anymore. So I got to think of like maybe
if you see if Matt one of the get-togethers in a bike, I would make sure you hide the card.
The card is worth nearly as much as Matt was riding around with in his pocket. If it keeps going like Mike Trout, thank you. His we're going to sold for $2 million or something like that. So, not that mine's that.
And Tatis is going to be better than Mike Trout.
Oh, I said maybe. Now mine's not one of the like that's like there's a rare version that's like a red version that's like one of two or something. Only two of them. But
Randy, do you spend a
autograph?
These autographs ain't worth a buck.
The gentleman that I do Toy Geeks with on the Geek Dead Life channel, we have like a mutual agreement. If one of us dies, like we'll make sure we sell.
No, this was smart. I heard you mention this, John, right?
Yeah, John. Yep.
Yeah. And, this was smart cause you know, you need that other person to come in, you know, like my cousin, he's a comic book aficionado. And so I'm always like, look, something happens to me, you know, don't just sell off all my comics. Give it to Alan. He'll get you some money for it. Just, you know, like But you know, I trust that he's going to get you there safely. So,
mm-hmm. God, is there any reason for him to, follow through?
Yeah, I feel like it's like, you know, you have those packs with your friends or whatever. I mean, I'm dead. I don't care because I'm dead. But it's
well, that's a crappy attitude.
Well, what am I going to do? I'll be dead.
I'm dead. I don't care.
Well, so it's more about like kind of like, you know, passing it along.
Yeah, like making sure that whatever it is, my kids get what it's worth and they can buy stupid crap that they want.
It'd probably be a few years before your kids even notice you were gone.
It was so cute today at dinner. I'll just say outlandish things just to kind of joke around. I think it's just that's dad territory. And I was like, all right, kids, I'm sorry. Cause I think, Zach was trying to tell jokes or something like that. And I think, Colleen told a joke and it was an okay joke. I was like, all right, that's it. I can't take any more of this. I'm leaving. Bye guys. I'm going away. And then Zach was like, no, don't go. You can't go, daddy. And then he like ran up and like gave me like, you can't leave. And I was like, I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
He goes, where's the Fernando Tatis Jr. card? Okay, you can go now, Dad.
But it was really sweet. I was like, oh, I was just kidding, but I'm not really leaving.
My dad pulled a joke like this on me when I was a kid. We were at the mall. I mean, I probably was like seven, mm-hmm. you know, and my mom had gone off to like do, I don't know, some shopping probably in a store. Mm. And my dad being a dad is just like, this is fucking boring. So we're sitting on a bench and then like, my dad just jokingly starts to say like, well, I don't think we're going to see your mom again. So we should start picking out a new mom. I was like, kids have a hard time understanding reality. Yes. And so I'm just like, how do we, and I think it was just my dad's excuse to look at other women. He was just like, well, son, this is how we do it.
I've done that with Zach. I've done that with Zach and Alex. Like, all right, let's get a new mommy.
Before we go one more minute,
yes,
we have to leave for that ultimate commercial break. Slide it in there.
I'm sure it's a political ad at this point. We're only 60 days away.
Slide it. Did you just say slide it in there?
Yeah, slip it.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Slip it in your PMs.
It was a baseball.
Oh, the Padres are winning, by the way.
Oh, I know. They hit another grand slam. Slam Diego! Will Myers!
Myers, my boy.
I should have worn my Myers jersey.
Yeah. I'm holding a white crayon, by the way.
Okay. Why?
The most useless crayon. I mean, does anyone use the white crayon?
Have you tried black paper?
Yeah, it was pretty cool on black paper.
I haven't used a crayon in a while.
You may have read it already. It's a popular shot right now.
Sharpener.
But it's a really fun book. It's a series of books now, but the first one's called The Day the Crayons Quit.
Yes.
And it's
the sequel.
You have Day the Crayons Quit and the Christmas Crayon book.
Oh, I haven't seen the Christmas Crayon book.
The Christmas one is fun.
Is the day they quit? Can I just like break them?
Well, no. So you're a very, you know, joke that's been around since the dawn of time about the white crayon. Like, so each.
It's not a joke. It's useless.
I know. So. The book, The Day the Crayons Quit, all the crayons in the crayon box basically tell the kid that owns them they want to quit. They don't want to be their crayons anymore or something like that. And
okay.
Each crayon tells their story. And I think white crayon says something similar to what you said. Beige crayon or slightly light brown crayon was like, nobody draws with me. Like, I've barely been used. Like, they only use me for drawing wheat. And what kid draws wheat?
Weed. Why use a brown crayon for weed?
Man, that's anyway,
it's a fun book. It's really humorous. Day of the Crayons Quit for those.
It is funny, and I like the drawings and the colors in it. Oh, all your green's missing, Jack.
Like this box says 48 crayons. It should say 47 crayons and a white one.
Wow. Oh, was this the video that you did? Was this a rant?
A rant?
Oh, I didn't know if this was like your video. You're talking about the white crayon.
No, I'm just my granddaughter, your niece had the crayons out, and I just picked up and I said, oh, it does have a white crayon.
Mm-hmm.
Waste.
I like the white crayon because, again, yeah, if it's black paper or even if you're in a coloring book, like there's times that it's useful.
There's no time it's useful.
No.
It doesn't show up.
Color, it does. Coloring books are from like basically newsprint, which is trash paper. It's wood pulp, which has got acid in it, and that's why it doesn't last. So
dolphin
has nothing to do with dolphins, but I'm trying to drop some knowledge on you here, trying to pass some paper knowledge. But anyway, so sometimes, yeah, you're drawing on a newsprint, you know, coloring book, which is a buff color, and you know, you wanted to get those eyes like white.
So you're saying this white crayon will work on Flipper?
No, nothing to do with dolphin. Like the name of the company is Dolphin Papers. We don't sell any papers that are made from dolphins.
As an outsider coming into the show, because I know this is like a running joke or something, but I feel bad for Matt. It's like, you know.
Yeah, me too. Because it was 2 weeks ago. We figured out that you're saving trees by killing more dolphins, right? I think that's what we decided.
That's what you decided.
Kim Rodriguez said, "Did Jay write that book?" I did not. I did not write "The Day the Crayons Quit," but definitely
sounds like it took talent.
And also to Kim's point, Patriot Act is bogus, as well as Chris Dorn mentioning the Patriot Act, also something.
Because I don't like the Patriots. So yeah, cool.
So anyway, Jay and Jack, if you're interested in hearing about this, but I shared.
You have another story.
Okay, well, you can tell your story. I'll just wait.
Go ahead.
Jack's story is going to be about taking care of his niece. Like, it's boring as hell. So, Matt, let's hear yours.
Oh, well, mine's just about my son. But I think we had mentioned, or maybe off air, when we did, when I guest starred on the Geek.
Guest star? Whoa.
Okay, yeah. Guest star is a little extreme.
He was a guest star. Like, he's the host of Owen and Brew's Barbecue, and he came on my live program.
Owen and Brew's Barbecue. You know what Owen and Brew's Barbecue is? The white crayon of the crayon.
Hey, you know what's coming out? You know what's coming out in about a month or so?
Yeah. Right.
Mandalorian, man. 6 weeks, approximately.
They had first images in Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, Greef Karga is looking pretty cool with that little.
Yeah, white. Mandalorian's really good.
And Jack, you use their episode of Owen Bruce for the Crazy Hank thing. I mean, you gotta be kind to Matt here. He's helping you get content.
He's helping me.
Wow.
I'm glad that you're here tonight, Jay. So
I know. I feel bad. You can ask Colleen this, and I've said it before, but I do feel responsible.
You feel responsible for your dad. Like,
well, no, I take no responsibility for the action.
All right. What I wanted to mention, though, and I alluded to it to Jay.
I just read the private chat.
I alluded to Jay off air, but I had played Tron, the original Tron, for my son, about a week ago.
Yep.
And, we watched it and he liked it, you know, and he was like, okay, you know. And then I played him the trailer for Tron 2 or Tron Legacy.
Yep.
Yeah. And he was like, oh man, that looks so good. He's like, it's got a lot of action. It's like, I just watched this like Encyclopedia Britannica of Tron. He's just like, okay, you know. I mean, there's some cool parts and he liked it, but you know, it was just kind of like,
The original Tron is more of an art piece as opposed to like that was really cool in its time, and I still love it. I love the arcade game even more, but Legacy brought it. It's a modern movie where it has better pacing and stuff like that.
It does. It has a better pacing, and I think that underscores like my problem with the original Tron, because I like Tron, but there is basically about 3/4 of the way through, it kind of just loses something, you know, and I don't know if that was just, you know, screen, you know, like they were moving things around or they were trying to figure things out, but it just loses a little bit of momentum. Yeah.
You think Tron was ahead of its time? Maybe that was a problem.
Well, in some ways, because the technology.
Yeah.
And I mean, even the concept of going
was way ahead of its time. Yeah. Like it was talking about things that are only now like reality to a certain degree.
I've only seen it once.
The original Tron, you've only seen once?
Yes, I was one and done. But I just mentioned, I forgot that Bruce Boxleitner, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have Disney Plus, the first Tron. Rewatch it, and then it primes you for Tron Legacy, which
I've never seen. Tron Legacy.
Well, my son loved it. He was like, "That was cool." Like, there's a scene where you see one of the kind of enemy machines that comes down, you know, and
it's the Recognizer, I believe, is
that what they're called, the Recognizer?
I think
he was just like, "That is awesome." And there is, you know,
those are in the original movie. They just look a lot cooler in
there. They are, but like when he saw the new version, he was like, "That is so much cooler." Like he even knew, like, and then like we get done with the movie and he's like, "Man, I just love the music." And so like it worked on all levels for him, where he was really digging the story. He liked the effects and then the music. So he has become overnight a Daft Punk fan.
Yes.
He's got his own Daft Punk playlist now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
Daft Punk is great.
In the sequel?
What's that?
Is he in the sequel, Bruce Boxleitner? Bruce Boxleitner?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All of Save for Sark, all the cast is back. Or no, I guess just Boxleitner and Jeff Bridges, I guess, are the only ones.
Yeah.
But I think Legacy is a great one to watch, but you need to have like a sound system that can give you the bass, you know, or just like one that can give you the rumble, because the Daft Punk soundtrack is amazing. It slaps, as the kids say. that's a great one. To like get you into Daft Punk. Like the Daft Punk Tron soundtrack, I listen to it all the time. Like I'll just put it on driving, or if I'm like working on something. It's a really good, really.
Yeah, it's they did a remix one too. I don't know if you'd. The remix is really cool, especially the Grid. I think the Grid is still probably like
the Grid.
Yeah, it's so good. Hearing Jeff Bridges' like voice come through and like over top the music, it is nice. So
reimagined 1,000 pixels spreading out, something like
that. Yeah. It's
rising like cities.
I got in. Yeah, you should check it out, Jack.
Jack,
I will. But I gotta watch the original again though.
It's been
30 years, or maybe longer.
It is probably good. It's not like you can just watch, I think, Legacy without watching. It does help to watch the first one because it does play a lot. Maybe. I don't know.
I think it preps you for Tron. Okay, so here's the thing, and I think and Ralph had talked about this. Like, it's named Tron, but Tron's like hardly in it.
Ralph is a real guest star.
It should really be called Flynn because it's really more based around his character. And even so, even more so in Tron Legacy, because Tron is barely in it at all, you know? And I think who Tron is, it helps if you watch the first one to watch Tron Legacy, because
it does make his kind of redemption. I guess that's a spoiler or whatever. I guess it makes it be more powerful.
His redemption from all the sins he created from, I don't know, never mind. So, yes.
I do agree. Like, there has to be a Tron movie that actually focuses on Tron. And I think we talked about this on Geek Dad Live with Ralph, but this new movie that's coming out, the third one with, what's his nuts?
Jared Leto. Okay. You said what's his nuts, so I just
what's his nuts? Yeah. Jared Leto.
He's a pretty guy.
It's exciting they're doing another Tron, but it's like, well, Jared Leto's not Bruce Boxleitner, so I guess we're still not getting a Tron movie.
Young Tron.
Well, Bruce Boxleitner, he's gotta be in his 60s, right?
Yeah, but he looked pretty good. And the Tron Legacy was one of those first movies that did the youngification of the face, because there's like young Tron is in it at some points, and then Clue, right? Who's the bad guy of Tron Legacy is actually just an avatar of 80s Jeff Bridges.
So there's some 80s Jeff Bridges, which I would think Jack would be excited about.
Does Jeff like Jeff Bridges?
I don't know.
I have no problem with Jeff Bridges, but it's like kind of lean more towards Beau Bridges.
I know you're not a fan of Bridges of Madison County, but give Jeff Bridges his
time. No, I like Jeff Bridges. He's a great, fantastic actor. Would never do Bridges of Madison County.
If anybody's listened to last season of Conan O'Brien, He's Afraid, he did a special series with Dana Carvey. He did like 6 episodes with Dana Carvey.
Oh, wow.
And Dana Carvey.
My good friend Dana Carvey.
A hilarious Jeff Bridges impression. But it's like old Jeff Bridges, like now Jeff Bridges, like, get a sandwich around the hand now. And it's.
Well, his dad was a fantastic actor.
He's a fantastic actor, but it's just like, why is it like Jeff Bridges always sounds like he just ate a Philly cheesesteak sandwich?
Well, it's like Beau Bridges just gave up. You see those eyebrows? He needs a weed eater to take them out.
Eyebrows in. Look at what's his name? Eugene Levy from. What's that show?
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek is huge. He's huge eyebrows.
Huge eyebrows. I mean, you know, he could have been Groucho Marx back then.
Mm-hmm.
TV, great show, with a great cast. If you look at the names on there, it's almost Saturday Night Live like the first.
It is, and I went back and probably, you know
what? Probably better.
What, SCTV?
I don't know if it's better.
You have Lorraine Newman, Garrett Morris, who probably didn't. I mean, you have the top five: Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, and Gilda Radner. So those five were amazing. That's before Bill Murray took over.
Okay.
But you have Garrett Morris, who, and not Jane Curtin, Lorraine Newman, who really didn't do much after the fact.
Don't you dare besmirch Lorraine Newman.
She wasn't Holy Moses Dudley Moore.
I'm just saying that like not all of SCTV sketches hit, and they're very dated.
I'm saying the cast.
But if you're from that era, it's worth. I mean, I checked them out for my library, you know, just like as a DVD collection or whatever, and went through and watched some of those. There's some really funny sketches in there, and you really see like all of the talent of Rick Moranis and John Candy and Eugene.
It's
Catherine O'Hara. I mean, like
cast. It really is.
It is. So
my two favorite sketches from there was they're at a party and they run out of food. There's more and more food, and they all start starving. They're, you know, oh my god, I'm hungry. You know, just that, and there was another one where Perry Como is barely alive special. So it's Perry Como laying down like this, singing songs. Oh, just like they're like dragging him around the set. Perry Como.
I again, not to reference the Conan O'Brien podcast, but he interviewed Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, and they talk a lot about the SCTV years. Really good. Highly recommend.
I did want to talk about something that Brian Spanos, our good friend Brian Spanos, recommended. I think he was by Hewitt, whatever. He's a lawyer. Who knows?
He's a good lawyer.
Why is his nickname Spanos?
You gave that to him, I assume.
I don't just throw away, nicknames like crazy.
He's a Reds and Bengals fan. Like, why are you going to beat up on a guy like that?
Because he's the Reds and Bengals fan.
Coming from a San Diego sports fan. Like, I mean,
hey, now. Chris Dorn, did I just hear a Holy Moses reference? The funniest scene in Holy Moses. Well, there's a lot of funny scenes in Holy Moses, but the one where Lorraine Newman's character gets turned into salt because she turned back and
looked at Sodom and Gomorrah or whatever.
Yeah. And so they needed salt on their food. He just scratches her breast. So funny. And then Richard Pryor's in it too. So there you go. Anyway, Brian Spanos, great guy.
Brian Hewlett. Say his name.
Brian Spanos Hewlett. he's going to be on The Lost Rewatch this Sunday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tune in this time.
Oh, I see.
You're 2 weeks from now. So lighten up.
Okay.
I'm excited. Matt. I'm excited because Jack invited me to do to rewatch a couple episodes from season 5, which to me it's really tough. It's really tough choosing a favorite season of Lost, but season 5 really stands out as like one of those seasons that I just love to live in.
Was I telling a story?
What was your story?
Was it about you getting $7,000 from a bank on your bike? Because
I was going to say though, I may or may not have brought double that back on an airplane.
But that, oh, you know,
I was sweating it out when I was going through. Maybe, allegedly.
Mm.
I don't know. What's more stressful, that or when we had the marijuana pills in my backpack. So Brian Spanos recommended the Ice Guardians, and it's about the enforcers in hockey. Mm-hmm. And it's a documentary on Netflix. It was excellent. I watched it right away. It's just because people always go, oh, the fighting is the worst thing. The fighting is the worst thing. You know, it causes concussions and unhurt. No, it's the, what is the worst thing in hockey is the open ice checks and getting checked into the boards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what causes all the concussions. Now the fighting, you almost have to have, like Gretzky would have never survived if he didn't have McSorras and, enforcers to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even they had Brett Hall on there. He says, look, I would be nothing without this guy, this guy, this guy.
Yeah.
And they show a lot of clips from San Diego because they're showing the San Diego goals because one of the guys.
There's a lot of great players on the goals from the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's if you like hockey and you want to understand it more, because most people go, oh, the fighting is what's causing, they got to eliminate the fighting. No, what they need to do is eliminate the open ice checks.
Mm-hmm.
You always see the guy go up with an elbow like that, which is, you know, not only did the guy just get his body rattled, his head shaking around, they top it off with an elbow to the head, and the checks to the boards. I mean, that's just, because the worst part is when you have, because I watched, there was a clip of a guy from Boston, and he checks this guy. And the guy goes head for, he had passed the puck off, so he's just standing there. Guy takes 2 or 3 steps, bam, slams him into the boards. And Boston fans are complaining he got 5 minutes. He should have got a game.
Yep.
Because it is, people, that's not hockey. That's not hockey. Well, no sports are the same anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to clean it up. Because I remember when I was reffing and the rules started changing. Where that used to be legal when I first started, and towards the end, it's like you couldn't do anything.
Yeah,
and it was like, okay, there's a reason for that, and people go, well, you know, this is the rule, don't do it. He goes, well, he just got rid of the puck. I go, well, then you just need to stop. So anyway, it was a very interesting, and these guys, two of the guys were from Princeton graduates. I mean, you're looking at the, and you're saying, oh, these goons. They don't like to be called goons because it's a. It's derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mind enforcer though.
Against who?
The goons.
Oh, okay.
Enforcers. They don't, because a goon says that you don't have a brain and you're just and they're well spoken.
Well, actually, I went to Princeton.
I played hockey with a guy that he was 6'6". He was on the goals. Got traded to some team in Alaska, but he wouldn't fight, and that's why they signed him.
Interesting.
I'm not going to fight. And he had a slap shot that was just like, he would tell you, he goes, I don't know where it's going. he scored one time from the goal line, our goal line. He slapped it. It went in the net, in the air, across the ice.
Wow.
I mean, he literally was like one of those things where he's like going, okay. But yeah, if you want to understand the game better they show the fighting and they show the fans reacting to the fighting. But I mean, you're going to react if you see Ice Pirates. If you see anyway, check it out.
Jay,
was correct.
You were mentioning Dana Carvey. Have you watched the Hulu documentary Too Funny to Fail? It's about the Dana Carvey show.
He actually, I think he was on one of the episodes promoting that, I believe. Oh. We're talking about it. So I've heard him talk about it, but I haven't actually watched it. Or maybe he was on Stephen Colbert, because Colbert didn't
Colbert get was,
onto that show or something, right?
Yeah, Colbert is in it as but, well as Dana, or not Dana.
No, Colbert is in it. That's right. Colbert didn't get hired by Conan. That's these are all kind of together. I know this is a big advertisement for the Conan podcast, but it's really good.
Chris Doran said, think about this. At one time, the worst player on the NHL was a Pee-wee team's best player. Gordon Bombay.
I'm glad Chris said that for you.
Well, the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he was killer in Pee-wee hockey. Yeah, it's he gets a shot at the minors. Yeah, he's that good.
We watched – well, okay, so we started watching those movies with the boys, mainly Zach, and he really loved the first one, loved the second one even more, even though the second one is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
That's where we get injuries to the knuckle puck, right?
Yeah, the knuckle puck. But there's like a weird thing
is
where
that – is that Keenan? Is that Keenan?
And then – what?
Is that Keenan?
Keenan is the knuckle puck hitter. Anyway.
The second one has the secret of the ooze, right?
Yeah. it's like there's like these Olympics and Iceland's the bad guy. Anyhow, so but then we go to the third one we started, and that's the one where they're like in college or whatever, and it's so bad we didn't make it past the first 30 minutes. Even at home, and a 6-year-old was like, Daddy, can we stop watching this? This isn't very good.
Oh, my daughter did that one time. Like, so my son and I, we always like we watch a lot of more guy movies, which my daughter's like, nope. Yep. Like, she won't watch any Marvel movies, except for Captain Marvel. She's a real, like, prude about it. But anyway, so she always has to watch her own movies, you know? And so my son and I will
watch your own movies.
Yeah, you know.
It's Guy Night!
Pretty much that's how my son is. It's Guy Night. We watch it, you know, and we'll watch it in the basement and blow up a little air mattress and get popcorn or whatever. But,
that's great. That's awesome.
But my wife is subjected to whatever my daughter wants to watch. And so she picked some horrible mermaid movie that was like, so it was like C, like it was not an A movie. It wasn't a B. It was like bottom of the barrel. And like, even she was just like, nope, this is just bad. Like, and it's funny to see kids like get to a point where they realize like something is just like, nah. This isn't good.
Well, the main thing is just with that movie, there was no Bombay in it. Like he made a bunch of movies, was barely in it.
Don't you have the Smash Brothers or the Smash Brothers the second one?
No, Smash Brothers is the second one. And most of the cast from the second one is in the third one. But it's not fun. Like it's not even.
Well, it's more because what's his name? Charlie doesn't get along with the coach, right?
Yeah, and then he gets like he loses his captainness.
Yeah. It's more of a negative, but I will say this though: if you notice that the both and the first was the team that they couldn't beat was
the Hawks.
The Hawks, they wore black.
Yep.
And in the Finland one, what did they wear?
The black, because the bad guys wear black. Cobra Kai, black.
I mean, just Cobra Kai. Never die.
Anyway, but the first two are not bad, but there's things in it just are not.
It's a kids movie, so yeah, the second one doesn't make any sense. Okay, I have to leave.
Yes, I was about ready to wrap this up, Jay. So if you need to
split, the Padres have hit two grand slams, by the way.
They haven't hit two grand slams. They hit a grand slam, and Austin Nola hit a three-run home run.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Are you even a Padres fan? Do you even Padres, bro?
I love that.
It's 1969, day one.
I can tell because your memory's slipping.
I'm not watching the game. I just clicked on saw Nola had four RBIs.
You know who's not going to have any RBIs? This guy right over here, because he's not going to get any. So,
no ribbies, no ducks in the pond for you?
Jay, it's always good podcasting with you. It's always good seeing you and talking with you. Thank you for being...
I see him all the time, so it's really not that special for me.
Okay, but for me, it is, okay? You know, like
you'll shine up your bike or something. Maybe I'll put a little basket on the front for you.
Ooh, can I ride in the basket?
Only if you carry 7,000.
Right? Do you have like the little pegs on the back wheel? Can I like ride on your
buddy pegs?
Buddy pegs, yeah.
No. And by the way, for the record, I do ride a women's bicycle because I don't see the difference between men or women's bicycles. The only advantage of a women's
bicycle... Everyone else does when they're riding by laughing at you.
Well, usually the women's bikes will swoop down, the bar will come down to allow for dress wearing.
But it makes more sense for guys because if you fly off and you hit that rod, what are you going to do? You're going to... So I always
goes up 7 pitches.
I always looked at women's bicycles as making more sense for men because it's like, okay, well, there's a little bit of safety here. If I fly forward, there's not a bar here, you know. I don't know. That's just me.
No, I get it. I do.
I had a bike as a kid that weighed more than me. You call it the tent. No, I know, but it the seat could sit 4 people. It had something. It had shocks. It had. I should get a picture of it someday. Literally, it was like. I mean, I couldn't take any work because I couldn't go up any hills because the damn thing weighed so much. But the seat was so long, it could hold at least 4 people. It had one of those sissy bars on the back.
Yeah, what's tough is with these stories of Jack is like, I've heard him 1,000 times.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you.
It's good for the people at home. They're hearing this for the first time.
Oh, John, the versus results, we're going to have to wait for the rest of the guys. I feel it's only fair. At least to have Chris here. Like, Nick, whatever.
Well, no, I think we should do it because the one that won was a J-pick anyway.
Hide into the danger zone.
Because Jay got all sensitive saying, that was the best one.
I didn't get sensitive. I'm just saying it was the best one.
If you have road rage, sure.
or I think probably the main one as well is, what's that show? The spy show?
Oh, Alias?
No, the one where it's like animated and he's like, Danger Zone! Jack, you used to watch it. It's the same voice as Bob's Burger.
Bob's Burger?
Archer,
thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I say, though, we should really wait for Chris. Then it actually gives me more time for my pick to win.
Maybe Footloose could make a comeback. Well, can you tell who had to pick last?
I get to be Posh Spice? Hell yeah, she's the hottest one.
No, that's Chris.
Please, Posh Spice?
Yeah, you're Baby Spice. That was chosen.
I say Baby Spice is the hottest. Yeah, Baby Spice is the most attractive one.
Baby? Yeah. Nah, I'm Ginger. Ginger or...
They voted Nick. Nick was voted by the listeners.
Like, why am I Ginger? Yeah, he's a red hair. Look at the fact he has red hair. I don't have red hair.
How did I get to be Scary Spice?
It's not red. It's not red hair. That's an impression.
Wait till he gets that Gatling gun.
You shut your mouth. It's not red hair. That's my Nick impression.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Banana seat. Yes, that's what it's called. But mine was like longer than the normal. It was like huge. It was like orange and black.
I did have a banana seat. Jay, save yourself. I'm going to close
up. For metal.
Can I do my Boston impression?
Sure, yeah. Do it.
Hey guys. I mean, man, it's pretty good, right? That's fun.
Who?
That's Boston. Bad. It's really bad.
My impression would be like.
That's him.
Oh, hey, guys. I was just looking up something.
He searched the net while he's recording.
Well, I get it. Maybe need to have like bring in some fresh blood.
No, because
you are the fresh blood.
The sad state of affairs.
Did you get a haircut, Jay? Since I saw you Sunday.
Don't let Jack do this to you. This is how he gets you.
Okay? All right, I did promise my wife I'd be up at 10:30. So everybody in the chat.
It's past 10:30.
I know, so I'm already in trouble. Thank you for letting me jump on tonight.
Thanks for joining us. It's fantastic.
And just tell Colleen that it's tit for tat. Like, you took me away from my wife, I take you away from your wife. You know?
True. Okay. Now it is even. Our debts are paid.
It's like, you were a guest star. Can't we get better guest stars? That's just...
Hey, Matt was a top line guest star, even though YouTube blocked the video and it's not on right now.
Well, why did they block it? Because Matt was on there. They said
no. It was all the clips I showed.
They said this is garbage. Try
it out. It was fun. It was cool.
That's what I'm worried about today because I put lost clips in there, and kept the I kept the dialogue in.
You are playing with fire.
I know. We'll see. I'm dying to see if it got flagged already.
Oh, I bet you it did. Disney don't play.
It's top five oh my god moments from Lost. Voted by listeners.
Bye. Good night, Jay. Take care. And then there was two.
So anyway, I was meant to watch The Boys, but I just haven't had time.
I don't have Amazon Prime. That's my excuse.
I just don't have time. It's like I was editing, and I told my wife, is it almost 9:30? She goes, yeah. I go, God. And I started running around. She goes, what? I go, I got to record at 9:30. It was like 9:27. I went, damn.
Yeah, and trust me, it's thrown off my week too because Wednesday, I've got something going on, which is why we're doing this on Tuesday night.
So. Which is fine. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but when we do it, so I just was like, oh crap, because now I'm doing. I got three. My wife goes, why do you have three channels? I go, I explained this to you already, but you didn't listen. But isn't that just like more work for you? I go, it's the same amount of work. I just split it into three channels.
I don't want to throw wives under the bus, but sometimes they don't listen. But they are so quick to say, you're not listening. And exactly. It's like, what? And so truth be told, part of my sleeve here, I came home from work today. And, I'm irritable. I've been working all day. My stomach is just empty. Like I'm tanking. My blood sugar is just dropping. Right. I walk in the door and mind you, I didn't just walk in the door. I actually had to do stuff outside. Like I was moving things around with the cars and like, I finally come inside. I'm hot. I'm sweaty. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm everything. Right. First thing my wife says, oh good. You're home. There's a couple of things and I'm like, and I kind of lost it. I was just like, I just reacted and I felt bad afterwards.
I do the same thing. I always feel bad.
But you know what? If she walked through the door coming home from work, which she does often, I just let her do her thing. The first thing that somebody comes home, you've been at work. You need at least 10 minutes to just regain your composure. At least. And if I were to if she were to walk through the door and I said, what's for dinner? Let me tell you. It would not be a fair fight. And I would be at fault. So, those moments that I felt bad, but at the same time, I was like, look, I just got home. So
I know it's Kim and John's anniversary and I hope they're both still in the chat, but is there one time where you guys just get irritated with each other? Do you want to talk about that on your anniversary? Because my wife will sit there and go, she goes, yelling. I go, I'm yelling.
Kim says, oh my God, he asked, what are you doing with the money? I know, Kim.
Yeah, I can't believe that guy said that.
Sorry, Kim. I'm just taking things out of
context. Yeah, but you don't have Facebook anymore, but I got so pissed at people not wearing their mask on Saturday that I came home. I said, yeah, I'm going dressed as Halloween. I'm dressing up as an asshole. I'm not going to wear a mask. So it's kind of a little play on words there, but I was like going, I almost said something to someone because they were so close to me. I'm like going, but then I told my wife, you can't say anything to anyone because they'll be in your face. Not another jerk face swap. Well, Kim says sure, and John says I annoy her all the time. Nice answer, John. Nice answer. Saying I annoy her all the time instead of she annoys me all the time. Good save, John. Good save. Are you all right there, Matt? I can't do this on my own.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I couldn't hear you for a second. Sorry. And by the way, if you thought you couldn't do this on your own, I started this podcast on my own, just me. And I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm just going to jump in. And I was really, I kind of knew you would come along at some point. And
I was running around. I was like, it was crazy.
As no problem. So,
Kim says John hates when I steal his My Pillow. Oh. Welcome to My Pillow. It's my. Are those good pillows? I need a good pillow. I don't have a good pillow. I've tried the cold, you know, where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And like for the first week and a half, this thing is great. And later on, it's like, okay, it's no longer cold. It's like, okay, I got for a week and a half, I had some coldness. After that, all the coldness, I guess, rubs off.
Huh.
And I can't have a pillow that's too thick because it hurts my neck.
Yep.
I need a pillow that's kind of, I don't know. I just.
Oh my gosh.
I need a pillow.
Pillows are tricky. Like shopping for pillows are really difficult because, and I identify with this, Jack, is that if you get a pillow that's not good for your neck or messy,
right.
Well, that's going to mess you up for an entire week because like the first night you might not notice it, but oh, you're going to notice it soon. And then it's just this dull ache and then you can't do anything about it, you know, until you get,
when you get that kink in the neck and it's like, and people are like, what's wrong with you? I go, I got kink in my neck.
I can't look down. It's just hard to look down. A pillow is tricky. I don't like foam pillows. I'm an anti-foam pillow. I like more of the cotton. You're not cotton, but the feather. I grew up with a feather pillow back before it was improper to take feathers from animals to use them.
The only problem with feather pillows is they stick you in the face.
So
am I bleeding? Oh, I got a feather pillow.
I've now, like, there's one that I found that is like it mimics the feather pillow, but it's not the foam. Right now I'm in a good pillow zone, but oh my gosh, if you mix that shit up, forget about it.
I started sleeping because I don't like my pillow. I started sleeping with my hand on my face. I don't know why. Yeah, those aren't pillows. Those aren't two pillows.
Yes, I also do the like.
Sherry says, I love my pillow. One side is back sleeper, one side is for side sleepers. Yeah, I just I don't like my pillow.
I think one of my favorite Family Guy jokes is Peter and he flips over the pillow. Is it Billy Dee Williams? I can't remember, but it's just like, yeah, this is the cool side, man.
That's got to be Billy Williams.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's something about that. Like, you're like, yeah, everybody flips over the pillow at some point because you're the cooler side. So
yeah, it's just like, oh, and we're cooling off here. It's actually getting cool here. Cooler, I should say. It's
cooler.
It's still a little warm, but it's not like,
yeah.
Or it's 100 degrees and 100% humidity. It's like, you can at least walk outside and go, okay, I'm not dying.
Yeah, I don't know how you deal with it. I mean, it's humid here and it's strong. My sister, this is my half sister who lives out in Washington. Whenever she comes to visit, she's always like, and her husband both are just like, how do you guys live with this much humidity? And I'm like, just go south. It's worse. Like, it's much worse. If you think this is bad, and boy, it's bad. Humidity in the Midwest is not nice. Just go south.
Yeah. I know. My grandmother lived in Pennsylvania, so every 2 or 3 years we'd have to drive cross country to go to Pennsylvania. And my grandmother had no air conditioning. It was like, you'd have the doors open. I go, oh my God, I can't sleep. It's so damn hot. You're sticking to the pillow. There's, you know, you're laying on the floor in sleeping bags. It just sucks. And so every year I would tell because we would always go during the summer to see my grandmother. My dad would be out there and stuff. Anyway, I told him, all right, it's going to suck. The weather's going to be terrible. You know, you're going to have to deal with it. It was always cool. And in fact, one time we went to Hershey Park. And my sister was there with her kids and all that. We all got hoodies because it was so damn cold in July. We were freezing. They go, you sure it was hot when you came here? I go, yeah, but I was coming from San Diego. So I don't know if that played a – but I go, no, the weather sucked out anyway. But, yeah, they still think I'm full of shit because the weather was never bad when we went to Pennsylvania there. Ever.
Huh.
Ever. And when I would dread going there because I go, all right, I can see my family. That's great, yeah, but the weather's going to – plus the trip cross country sucked too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
Those trips across country. So, I mean, it's definitely it's been hot here as well for the last couple of days, but I think we're at night. It's been, you know, since we've moved up into our attic space, you know, our attic room that's been converted. I think this is night three, maybe night four. I can't remember of being in our new room, which is strange because, you know, before, you know, our king size bed fit into this one, you know, this room, and there's not a lot of room for other stuff. But now there's like all of this room.
Do you get confused when you wake up?
Not now. I think the first night I did, and my wife had trouble the first night, you know, like she could not, like it was, the room was too big, but now she's getting adjusted to it. But what has been nice though, is we've opened up the windows upstairs because at least for the first couple nights, the nights were coming down, like getting down to like, I don't know, like 58 or 60.
Yeah. We got down to 60.
I mean, it was a nice cool night. So, you know, you have the windows open there and you get this nice cross breeze and it's awesome. You know,
that's the problem with our house. We don't get the cross breeze because they didn't put windows. They're only on this side of the house. They're not.
Oh,
and I'm like, so I keep telling my wife, I go, we should put a window right over our bed, window in this bathroom and just have a cross breeze. I go, we're not getting the cross breeze. It sucks. And she's like, yeah, you know, well, how many times a year how often could you use it? I go, yeah, but during the fall,
yeah,
you know, spring. Well, so the problem with the spring though is you can't have the windows open because you have the pollen. You have to wait for the pollen to.
And once
the pollen stops, it usually starts getting warm.
Even though my wife has allergies, she is a windows open kind of girl. Like she just, you know, drop of a hat. Sometimes even during the summer, she's like, "It's a nice day. I opened up all the windows," and I'm like, "Yeah, but at like 11:30, we're gonna have to close it all up and air condition again." So, you know, I've always been like, but we're really losing all of the, you know, whatever. I'm not going to complain about my wife.
My wife, yesterday, because we're starting to lose our leaves. The leaves are falling. And so our deck was covered with leaves. She goes, are you going to clean that deck off? I go, well, I can. But I go, they're just going to come back tomorrow. Goes, yeah, it looks like crap. I go, well, the grandkids aren't coming over right now. I go, I'll clean it off before they come out. Oh. I got the leaf blower to blow it up real quick. She goes, so she went out there and swept it off. And today what happened?
More leaves.
Leaves. I said, yeah, they're going to just keep falling on top of the deck.
I mean, unless they're wet and sitting there, I think that's like the only time that I would be like, okay, we need to get these off. Like if it's a deck and I don't want leaves like
yeah.
on there and yeah. like, gang or whatever. But other than that, yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, they're just gonna keep piling. Like you can look at the tree up there.
And I mean, I bring out the leaf blower, and it takes like 3 minutes. Blow them off. Boom, they're gone. I mean, I need to redo the deck anyway. It's the wood is just. It's time. That's probably here in North Carolina. You have all this different weather.
I'm curious, Will Fry. What did your wife hear me say that she said so? I'm really curious. Like so.
Randy says leaves are dropping because it's so dry. We've had a lot of rain. We're not in a drought, not here.
Yeah,
at least I don't think so. It's hard to tell because, again, coming from San Diego, it never rains, so you're always in a drought. But here, you get 2 or 3, 4 inches of rain. How can you be in a drought? It hasn't rained in like a week though.
Yeah, that's probably about us. It's always funny when you look at the weather. You know, app, and you're like, it's supposed to be storming here in an hour. And then you look at the actual radar and it's like way far away. And you're like, go home. You're drunk. Like,
yeah, my mom will text me saying, are you getting a storm right now? No. She goes, well, it says it wrong. I go, yeah, it probably is. I go, but you know, not here. It's not raining here.
Will follows up about opening all the windows midsummer that you have to close by 11 a.m. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like you let out all of the, like, basically you've created a refrigerator box where all of the humidity is gone. then you open up the windows and then all of the humidity comes in and then your air conditioner has to work and get all that, you know, humidity out. Whatever.
I hear you. I understand.
I'm married. I go along with it. She wants to open up the windows. She wants to close the windows. I have found, though, and this is the one thing that I wanted to talk about masks, is that, you know, there's been times where I'm wearing a mask that I get so hot because it's like it's just trapping it right there. And it almost, you know, especially like during the summer, I just get so hot wearing the mask that I almost need, I don't know.
I need
a moment where I can like almost like change out the mask, where I like wipe off all of the sweat and moisture, cool down, put on
like a pit crew.
Pretty much what I've been teaching these days. I almost plan my day so that like I get there with enough time so that I have a half an hour to actually cool off you know, kind of almost catch my mask breath so that I'm not so, I don't know, overheated and going into the class. Because that is the worst as a teacher, is if you feel rushed, you teach rush. If you feel off, you teach off. And that can kind of, you know, really ruin, I don't know, just the day. So
I know it's because we were supposed to go to Disney World as a family in November. I said, I'm not going wearing a mask. Flip it like a pillow. But I just said, I can't, because I know Karen, who does the Lost podcast with us several times, her and her husband are going next week. And she said, yeah, the one thing I'm dreading is the mask because it's so humid.
Oh,
I couldn't do it. I go, I couldn't sit there in line, because when you keep all that, it's like wearing socks. You know, you keep all that, and like wearing a hat, you keep all that heat in.
Yeah.
It just makes it worse. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they do it in the summertime.
There is a weird kind of moment, though, where you're wearing a mask that all of a sudden you're like, you don't realize that you're wearing a mask. Or you're just kind of like, okay, this is it. You know, this is.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten used to it, wearing a mask. But when it's hot, it's like, okay. But like I said, I'm just frustrated with the non-mask wearers.
It can be.
We're gonna have a, because we had Labor Day weekend this week, and we're gonna have a spike. There's gonna be a spike because it just is what it is. I mean, because it was so warm in California. Mm-hmm. You see I don't know if you, it was like the warmest it's been in California ever. And they showed the beaches. I said, oh my God, there's no way they're 6 feet apart from each other. There's no way. And you know, they're not wearing masks. I said, oh my God, this is going to be bad. But you know, I'm not here to preach. Just saying, Randy, not wearing a mask, stay away from me.
Randy mentions masks are bad with glasses. Yes.
Yes.
I have ran into that. I have found, you know, and very early on, my wife did the like, buy a lot of different masks from different places so that she could kind of try them out and find out what she liked. I have found, I really like the Old Navy masks. They come in packs, they're cotton. They're not, you know, there's two layers there. There's probably should be a third is what they say. But as far as even with glasses, like there's no wire, but I have not had trouble with the cotton masks from Old Navy. Now there are some with wires that you can kind of pinch down. Doesn't always do the trick. I've heard of other glass wearers that they like to roll up a tissue or a Kleenex or something like that, and you put it kind of underneath the mask, so that as the air comes up, it actually catches in the Kleenex. I tried that once. It lasted like 15 minutes, and then I had to rip the thing out because it was like all messed up and getting in the way.
I know with me is if I don't feel like wearing my contacts, I just put my glasses on. And it's only bad when I go from the air conditioned car outside. It's like right away, it's like, poof, I can't see. I go, I can't see. You have to hold my hand.
I can't imagine were you wearing glasses. I've always not seen you wearing.
I have glasses that I wear just when I don't feel like wearing my contact. I don't wear my contacts unless I go out.
Now, are you like Indiana Jones when you put on the glasses? You become like 10 times like more intelligent and.
Oh yeah, I'm almost like, it's almost like Clark Kent and Superman. Well, but I never liked, because like when I got contacts because playing hockey, my guys, for some reason, have gotten better over time. I don't know why, but they, because I only wear one contact now. Used to have wear two, and I only wear one. And the other day, I opened up the contact case, left the house. I'm going, did I put my contact? I never put it in. So I'm okay during the day, but at night, I can't see. If I don't have the contact in, because it's the lights are blurry. Because I know when I was working at Sony, and I was fixing little, the Trinitrons, the old Trinitrons, and I used to have to get those little push pins, and I put a, you tape it to a pin, and I had to take out the little, if the carbon got a little bit over on, you had to scratch it out and try and save the, so it wouldn't have to go through the acid wash and be redone again. That, so I'm looking to a bright light, and that's what I was doing. And I was driving home one day. I go, God, my windows are so dirty. I can't, I was driving to work because I worked the graveyard shift. I go, I can't see. So I'm cleaning the windows. I go, nope, still not. So then I went to go, I had Padres season tickets. And I go, where's the ball? I couldn't see the ball. So I had to get, and I walked into the women's bathroom at the Padres game.
Oh, wow.
I walk in, I go, someone goes, I think you're in the wrong bathroom. I go, I think you're right. And I turned around and went, that was embarrassing. So I, now today I'd be arrested because, you know, that's.
I don't know. You could be like, dude looks like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady.
That's what I'm imagining. Like that song was going.
So that's when I decided, okay, I need to get glasses. But I couldn't, like when I was playing hockey, I couldn't wear the glasses playing hockey. So I, and that's when the contacts were hard. They were like.
Oh, yes. Gas permeable, right?
They were like, oh my God, they hurt.
So when I was probably in seventh grade, I tried out contacts. My mom was like, we're going to get you the hard contact lenses, you know, the last longer, whatever. I could not do it. I tried. I mean, it was painful and I could never get used to them. I could never just get used to them. So, you know, gave up on that, just went back to wearing glasses. Sometime in college, I was like, you know what? I'm giving these contacts thing another shot, but this time I'm getting soft contacts. I'm going to do the whole thing. And I did pretty good. I lasted a little bit longer, but it just, I had trouble focusing. I've my whole life I've worn glasses, so I'm used to the way that I can just look through them. With contacts, it's like, yeah, you have to focus in on stuff. And it was like this weird thing where I could not train myself. And I just was like, that's it. I'm done. Unless I get LASIK surgery, I'm just not.
Yeah, eventually I want to do that. But I know with I've told this story before. We went to Universal Studios. The first thing we went on was backdraft. Pyrotechnics go off. My contact melted and rolled up in my eye.
Oh, so, wow.
So it's up here. I can't get it out. Mm-hmm. And now I can't see. So I'm like going. So I spent the. Cindy goes, you want to go? I go, no, we came all the way up here. I'm not going to tell the kids we have to go home. But I'm like going. So she had to drive home because I couldn't, you know, I can only see out of one eye. And it was like the whole day. I was like, so my eye was just completely red. The next day is like, because I finally got pieces. It was like all rolled. It was like a hard ball. I finally was able to push it out, spraying that saline, you know, that stuff. But yeah, it was a nightmare.
Randy mentions that he's worn contacts for 42 years. I just wanted to point out that that's longer than Kim and John's marriage. So
yeah,
go figure.
Yeah, so we should probably say happy anniversary to Randy.
Yes, congratulations. You've done it. I couldn't do it. You've done far more than many.
Let's see. I first got my I was like 20, because I remember you couldn't. It was Sears Vision that I went to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I couldn't leave until I could put the contacts in. I couldn't put the contacts in. I kept blinking. An hour and a half later, I go, look, I'm just leaving. You can't keep me here. I'm leaving. I can't put the contact in. I'm so pissed at this point. So, yeah, so I, and it's funny, like the first like month I had these I couldn't put them in. And also that's when we use like a cleaning solution. They had like a capsule and it had like two things would hold it and they would bubble up like that. Mm-hmm. Well, if you didn't clean them off right, you put them in, it burned the shit out of your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And one time I popped one in, I'm like, and I'm on the floor and Cindy goes, what's wrong? I go, my eye is, I can't. And I couldn't, she goes, oh, well, open. I go, I can't. And then so I'm like, So tears are just flowing down my face because his contact is literally burning my eyeball. But
oh my god,
it's tough.
Thanks.
And
thanks.
Ironically, he's wearing glasses right now.
Yeah, way to go, Randy. So
because if I wear my contacts, I can't see the computer screen.
Now I have noticed, Jack, that my eyes have gotten better, at least over time, like with age. Specifically, if I take them off to read, you know, like I'm better at that. So, which, by the way, if you ever turn 40 and you go to get your eyes examined, it's like they know. It's like they looked at your chart ahead of time and they're like, "Oh, 40. I'm gonna have the 40-year-old talk." Seriously, like it was like, "Well, your eyes are doing good, but you know, you probably need bifocals at some point." I'm like, "Fuck you. Fuck this whole establishment. I will burn it down. You put the glaucoma crap in my eyes. I'm dilated. I can't see shit. I can't pick out my glasses.
Right here."
Yeah. I love that. You know, like let's dilate your eyes. Now pick out some frames. Pick out some frames. Hopefully they look good on you.
Then you George Costanza and you get women's frames, right?
I did that. So at least I have some frames that my wife always makes fun of. And she's like, "Those are ladies' glasses." I'm like, what? Why does it have to be a thing? Like bikes and glasses, they have a firm. So anyway, whatever.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know. It's a tough world we live in.
Thank you, Kim. Yes. She prefers progressive eyeglasses. Meanwhile, her husband, bum, 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 had LASIK in 2003. 2020 ever since. So
so that's why he's that's why they've been married for 3 years.
Hey, all, you know, glad you're making things work. So yeah. My wife and I are coming up on 16 years. So we were married in 2004, just right before. So when we got married, we were like, okay, you know, we had this time off. She had this time off from work. And so we had it late in the fall, during her fall break. So it was October 30th. And we're like, oh, that's kind of fun. It's close to Halloween. But it's also close to election cycles. And it really sucked because we were married like right before Bush's re-election. And so, yeah, every 4 years, you know, it's like, oh, yay. Our wedding anniversary is like...
We get to watch all those commercials.
Yeah, well, fortunately, you know, I mean, unless it's on... No, I don't have Hulu commercials. And I meant to mention this earlier. I dropped Netflix for a while because we just weren't watching it. It was like what you were saying. You just don't have enough time. I'm like, I'm not watching anything on Netflix right now.
I tried to tell my wife, why don't we cancel Netflix right now? Because I go, yeah. I'm not watching it because I'm so bit. Like I said, as soon as the Lost rewatch is over, we're going to cancel Hulu.
Oh, okay. But
I can't cancel it because I need to finish the rewatch.
Don't you have DVDs?
I do, but I don't have a. Well, no, I don't have season six.
Oh,
I have season. I don't have season six.
Hmm. That's very sweet, John. John says, "I would say Kim's one in a million." That is like the sweetest thing of the.
John, you already said enough nice things today. You don't have to keep doing that.
Don't rub it in. We've both bitched about our spouses on this podcast.
Yeah.
How you want to like tell us how great you've got it. Okay. I see. Your wife doesn't open the house windows when it's like 70 and it's going to be 90. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. What we did, I got that reflective silver stuff to, you know, keep the sun from back, you know, heating the attic.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to, and it has cooled off the house a little bit. Mm-hmm. I did get the solar fan to take the air out. It's not enough though. Especially with these trees gone, that's the worst part. So, what we did upstairs, every window I had extra stuff. So every window I put that silver stuff over the windows, so mm-hmm. they're all covered. My wife goes, "You want to open the windows?" I go, "I'm gonna move all that silver stuff." I go, "Let's wait till it cools down because, not having those trees, the sun just beats on the house all day long. It used to be, you know, sun would come up, we wouldn't get it till like 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. by 2 o'clock." The sun was shaded because the trees. My wife goes, "Why don't we put a tree in the front yard?" I go, "Well, you know, it would take 15 years for that tree to make." I go, "We'll be in our 70s then." I go, "Do you I go, I can go eat the tree if you want. But I never wanted a tree. I go, we didn't need it.
I know. I remember your tree hatred. That's I think why you're so pro dolphin just, papers. You know, you're just like,
I don't want to sit there and pick up leaves. They ruin the grass. All the different. I said, and we don't need it. We don't need the tree because you have the, we had the forest around us. Now we don't have it.
That's true. Yeah.
So now I'm screwed. But now she does want solar. She goes, yeah, solar panels would be good. I go, I wanted to do that 4 years ago when we were working. I wanted to get solar panels. You kept arguing with me. She goes, yeah, I hate paying this electric bill. I go,
I mean, as a spouse, you hate to say I told you so.
So
that's why you just kind of hold back and you internally say it. Maybe sometimes you just scream it into your mask at night. Kim to rebuttal John's really nice comment there. She said, John's full of malarkey because I'm a pain in the arse. So she also mentions, oh my God, I go into panic manic every 4 years at presidential election time. I hear you. So it's,
I don't anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't. I just like, you know, whatever.
I wish it was whatever, but
it's nothing I can control. So it's like,
that is true. And I mean, I do try to remind myself of those things or put things into perspective. And
I used to stress out over it. I used to care.
Yeah.
And now I don't want to get political, but anyway, it's just, I don't care anymore. I mean, I care, but it's like, do I care? I got enough issues in life. I don't need to care about.
Yeah. This Lost rewatch thing is really, I kid. No, but you know, canceling Netflix, you know, I mean, you can always come back to it. And so, yeah, like I was like, oh yeah, shit. I should have done this like 2 months ago. Cause we just have not been watching anything on Netflix.
I used to watch Netflix all day long.
Yeah.
Now I don't watch it.
I'm still more of Hulu. Like there's a lot of different shows that my wife and I will watch on Hulu and we pay for the non-commercial.
Yeah, the non-commercial.
So yeah, I mean, that's the way to go. Like why would I, if I can pay $5 extra a month to not watch a commercial, here's my freaking money. I took out $7,000 just to pay Hulu.
So you wouldn't have to watch commercials.
Yeah. No, it really was for work on the house. And trust me, we do not have just like, we're not loaded here. Because
Disney Plus is under my name and she wants me to keep canceling. I go, what about when the grandkids come over?
All right.
Cause we don't watch it. And like I watch Mandalorian a little, like you said, with this, I just don't have time. It's just like, you know, I'll watch an old show at night. Mm-hmm. One I don't like, and that's it. I watched the Padres, the Padres are obviously playing a lot better than the Giants are playing. The Padres are going to make the playoffs. Giants probably won't.
John is mentioning that you can buy season 6 on Amazon/JanJack. John, are you trying to get us to quit the show? Are you saying like we're at an hour and 37 minutes? We should really wrap it. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know if anyone in the chat likes the Giants, the San Francisco Giants. But yeah, the Padres are going to make the playoffs and the Giants are not, most likely.
I think Kayla is a Giants fan, if I remember.
I know she is, but she's not here. But I don't think anyone in the chat.
Yes, that's true.
I don't think anyone in the chat is a Giants fan. I could be wrong, though.
Kayla was sending me some apple butter porn through Instagram. So, you know, I've got that to keep me busy at night.
Apple butter porn?
It was just jars of apple butter still.
Oh.
should we close out the show?
Oh, we could close it. Go ahead.
One other thing I want to mention that I was watching on Hulu. I gave this show a second shot. It really didn't connect with me when it came out. Okay. Like when I first saw it, I was like, like maybe the pilot. Pilots for comedies and sitcoms are tough. So
yeah, they are tough.
You really have to stick with it. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to push through and I'm just going to keep watching the show because I really like her. I think she's funny. It's The Mindy Project. I had not really watched that entire show. I don't know what it is about the first couple episodes or the first three or four. I think they do hit their stride somewhere in the middle of season one. It gets a little bit better for me.
I've heard it's good.
It really, like, some of the writing, and she's a really funny writer. She's a really funny comedian. And
she was good on The Office.
Yeah, and she brings over some different you know, actors from The Office that make appearances in the first season. The BJ Novak episodes are definitely worth a watch if you enjoyed The Office. When he appeared on the episode, I wasn't expecting it, so it just was like, what? He's on? This is hilarious. And seeing the chemistry of those two in a different way was really you know, nice. So you know, for anybody out there that's already seen it and they're saying, I told you so, fine. I'm enjoying it, and I'm surprised at how many different people from other sitcoms appear on that show. So I can see that the chat has basically gone all baseball here. Fuck the Dodgers, Pirates,
yeah!
Hearts for baseball. I think those are Padre colors. So, right?
No, those are Giants colors.
Oh, those are Giants colors.
I forgot Kim and John were Giant fans. I forgot.
Padre was...
not often I can brag. We're brown now.
They are. They Kim has confirmed that. So, well, on that note, since we got to talk a little bit about everything here, and I got to mention about my Mindy Project obsession here, so...
Yeah, John just said the Padres don't let an empty stadium. They're used to it. But a 14th in overall attendance last year, and they haven't made the playoffs since 2006. Yeah. Yeah, people don't support the team. That's okay.
You know what was big in 2006? The Patriot Act. Okay. I'm joking. I mean,
if the Giants had won 3 World Series in 5 years with the former Padre manager and player, would people be going to the games? No, because the stadium's like ice cold.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and close out this show. Jack and I have been talking long enough. We both really appreciate everyone that joins us in the chat live. Half of the reason why I was just like, I'm going on live, hell or high water. So,
I figured I'd beat Jay. I can't believe I didn't beat Jay.
Yeah, I mean, and thanks to Jay for joining us. That always makes the show a little bit more special. We don't have Nick or Chris, which really people tune in for that. But
yeah, sure they do.
Sure they do. All right. On that note, you can do a lot of different things to help out this podcast. You can send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. You can also support us by going over to the jandjack.com/Amazon affiliate link. Buy all of the things that we've mentioned on the show. Get your toys there. Fuck the Dodgers. Baseball. Yeah. Whatever you want. So, and maybe buy Kim and John an anniversary gift, because
30 years. That's not
that's no paper anniversary.
No.
That's not
dolphin paper anniversary.
It's
more of a goldfish.
You can become a patron and help out the show, or rate and review the show. That always helps too. Just go over onto iTunes, or even if you're listening to us as a podcast, you can always just like rate us. We appreciate that. There's some patrons that make this show extra special. For those that watch the show live, we used Ethan Fisher's graphic again. Thank you, Ethan, for the awesome graphic.
Who knew he had talent?
He's got some amazing talent. And thank you, Ethan, for all of the show graphics that you've been sharing with us. It was Goonies themed. So even though we haven't talked Goonies all night long whatsoever, I made all of the patrons Goonie themed. Hope you enjoy your names. Hope I didn't fuck it up tonight like I did last week. So we have the Forgotten Fratelli Tack. Eckhart, you got a real mouth, Richter. One-Eyed Ed Treasure. Just like Mikey Maggie, she's our leader. Joanne Andy is not going with Troy. And Greg, the ultimate Goonie, never gives up. Thank you all for helping out the show and doing what you do to make this show possible. This was a great show. Just like Kim and John's marriage, it is one in a million. Thanks again. I was going to say Jack. I could thank you, Jack, for showing up, but I was just going to thank
you. I did eventually show up. So
you did. You did. So join us next week. We should be back at our usual day and time, which is Wednesday. Perhaps Nick will be back. He's been on hiatus.
His parents are in town, so he's, you know.
Goonies in 4K came out last week. Did not know that, Will. So, I don't know what that symbol is, Kim. But
I don't know.
That's it. That's all I got.
I didn't mean to interrupt your ending.
You didn't. I mean, it's amazing. It's like when there's other people on the podcast, you're all about it. Trying to get all the singers in.
I think it's because people expect it. So.
Oh, you do that because people expect it.
No, I'm trying to be something. Because my wife said, "Do you always have to be an asshole?" I go, "I tried a few years not to do it." I go, and people didn't like me, so I went back to being just an asshole.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining us live. We'll see you next week. Great show, kids.
I turned up one of my.